USA Radio News.
New York lawmakers passed a bill banning guns in places like Times Square, the subway system, and dozens of other public places in response to the U.S. Supreme Court's recent concealed carry decision. Moments after the bill passed, Governor Kathy Hochul signed it into law. The suspected driver of a tractor trailer packed with dozens of migrants who died this week was unaware that the trailer's air conditioning had failed, according to court documents. The 45-year-old driver appeared in federal court in San Antonio, being charged with one count of alien smuggling resulted in death. He, along with three other men, have been charged in connection with the incident. If convicted, all men face up to life in prison or the death penalty. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance to buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
A vegan mother is facing life in prison for murdering her 18-year-old child who starved to death on a strict raw fruit and vegetable diet. A Florida jury has convicted a 39-year-old woman of first-degree murder, aggravated child abuse, aggravated manslaughter, and two counts of child neglect in the death of her son. The mother faces sentencing later this month. A bond has been set for an accused cop killer.
Bond is set at $10 million for the man accused of shooting multiple police officers and killing at least two in southeast Kentucky. Lance Storrs is in custody following the shootings at a home in Allen Thursday night. His lawyers entered a plea of not guilty on his behalf at a hearing Friday. Storrs' next court date is later this month. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
A shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
As Californians are contending with the highest gas prices in the nation, now they will have to pay another 3 cents per gallon due to the state's annual gas tax increase. The increase comes just in time for the July 4th weekend, which AAA said will be the third busiest Independence Day on record for Southern California. Philadelphia Flyers hockey player Ivan Fedotov has been arrested by Russian police and accused of evading military service. Fedotov led the Russian Olympic Committee to a silver medal at the 2022 Beijing Olympics, but signed with the Flyers in May, terminating his contract with Moscow's CSKA Hockey Club. Because the team is owned by the government, players are technically considered military personnel. He could spend up to 2 years in prison if convicted for the violation. A large comet is coming our way.
A large comet, after a multi-million-year journey towards our sun, has entered the inner part of our solar system and is due to make its closest pass to the Earth this month. Scientists have known about comet C-2017-K2 for several years. The comet, roughly 12 miles in diameter, will make its closest pass to Earth on July 14th. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.